This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Elementary Level. Paper EE116. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box that shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you, as an example.
A.
What pet does Mike have? Is it a cat?
No, not anymore. He wanted to get a dog, but he changed his mind. He got a rabbit instead. B.
What did Jane eat at the restaurant? Did she have fish?
No, there wasn't any left. So, she had chicken.
And you?
Well, I usually have spaghetti, but the burgers looked great, so I had one of them. C.
What was the weather like in France? Was it rainy?
No, it wasn't that bad, actually. It was sunny all of the time.
We weren't that lucky in England. It was cloudy and windy here all last week.
D.
What does Jack's father drive for his job? Is he a taxi driver?
No, he isn't. He used to be. Jack's father is a lorry driver now.
Really? Michael's uncle is a bus driver.
E.
Where did Jane go?
She went to town to buy a few things. She bought some bread and milk in the supermarket.
Did she go to the post office?
No, it was shut. And she forgot to go to the pharmacy. F.
What does Jane's cousin look like? I have to meet her at the airport.
She's tall and thin, with dark hair. She's quite pretty.
Is her hair long or short?
It's quite long. Oh, and she wears glasses.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What pet does Mike have? Is it a cat?
No, not anymore. He wanted to get a dog, but he changed his mind. He got a rabbit instead. B.
What did Jane eat at the restaurant? Did she have fish?
No, There wasn't any left. So, she had chicken.
And you?
Well, I usually have spaghetti, but the burgers looked great, so I had one of them. C.
What was the weather like in France? Was it rainy?
No, it wasn't that bad, actually. It was sunny all of the time.
We weren't that lucky in England. It was cloudy and windy here all last week.
D.
What does Jack's father drive for his job? Is he a taxi driver?
No, he isn't. He used to be. Jack's father is a lorry driver now.
Really? Michael's uncle is a bus driver.
E.
Where did Jane go?
She went to town to buy a few things. She bought some bread and milk in the supermarket.
Did she go to the post office?
No, it was shut. And she forgot to go to the pharmacy. F.
What does Jane's cousin look like? I have to meet her at the airport.
She's tall and thin, with dark hair. She's quite pretty.
Is her hair long or short?
It's quite long. Oh, and she wears glasses.
Now listen to the second part of the test.
Section L2. Listen to this passage about the Raj Hotel and write the missing words in the spaces given.
In northern India, you can find one of the best hotels in the world. This is the Raj Hotel, where visitors stay in luxury tents. Each tent has a comfortable bed, a bath, and a shower. The hotel has a restaurant which is famous for the pictures of flowers and animals on the walls. The food is excellent, and most of the vegetables come from the hotel's farm. People stay at the Raj Hotel because it is the perfect place to relax and rest. It has 3 swimming pools and a beautiful garden. There is a national park nearby, and the hotel organizes trips to see tigers and elephants. Visitors often go to Lake Raj, where they might see crocodiles if they are lucky. The best time to stay at the Raj Hotel is from October to May, when it is warm and sunny during the day. The nights are cool but not too cold, perfect for a good night's sleep.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
In northern India, you can find one of the best hotels in the world. This is the Raj Hotel, where visitors stay in luxury tents. Each tent has a comfortable bed, a bath, and a shower. The hotel has a restaurant which is famous for the pictures of flowers and animals on the walls. The food is excellent, and most of the vegetables come from the hotel's farm. People stay at the Raj Hotel because it is the perfect place to relax and rest. It has three swimming pools and a beautiful garden. There is a national park nearby, and the hotel organizes trips to see tigers and elephants. Visitors often go to Lake Raj, where they might see crocodiles if they are lucky. The best time to stay at the Raj Hotel is from October to May, when it is warm and sunny during the day. The nights are cool but not too cold, perfect for a good night's sleep.
Now listen to the third part of the test.
Section L3. Listen to the passage about Ellen MacArthur and decide if the sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Ellen MacArthur is a famous British sailor. She was born in England on the 8th of July, 1976. Her parents are teachers, and she has two brothers. When she was 4 years old, she went sailing with her aunt for the first time. She fell in love with the sea. She started to save all her money to buy her own boat. She bought the first one when she was 13 years old. Ellen planned to study medicine at university, but then something happened. She saw a sailing competition on the TV, and she decided to become a sailor. She never went to medical school. She went to France to build a boat. In 1995, she sailed the boat on her own in a race around the world. She came second in the race. The next year, she became the fastest person to sail round the world alone. She did this in 71 days. She stopped sailing in 2009. She has written three books about her life and the sea. She lives in England. and now works with young children and teaches them to sail.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Ellen MacArthur is a famous British sailor. She was born in England on the 8th of July, 1976. Her parents are teachers, and she has two brothers. When she was 4 years old, she went sailing with her aunt for the first time. She fell in love with the sea. She started to save all her money to buy her own boat. She bought the first one when she was 13 years old. Ellen planned to study medicine at university. But then something happened. She saw a sailing competition on the TV. And she decided to become a sailor. She never went to medical school. She went to France to build a boat. In 1995, she sailed the boat on her own in a race around the world. She came second in the race. The next year, she became the fastest person to sail round the world alone. She did this in 71 days. She stopped sailing in 2009. She has written 3 books about her life and the sea. She lives in England and now works with young children and teaches them to sail.
That is the end of the listening test. You now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.